Nozir Yerushalmi, corresponding to Nozir Babli, Daf Samach Dalet. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Dalet on the base, on the fifth line, Ezu Kevatayim. Ezu Kevatayim, Hamis, Shenigra, Bakash, Vetevin, Ubaofar, Ubaferis, Adem Nigra, Bemayim, Ubafelo, Ubanakikas, Loim, Eno Isa Kevatayim. The Sefer in Zalvin that says, what is a Kevatayim? A mace is buried in straw, earth, or pebbles, however, if it was buried in water, a completely dark place, or a crevice in a rock, since with difficulty one can see it, means only through using a torch, does not make a kevah to him. Kol shel davar, kol shel she'iyat, yochol lefneisei, oisei kevah to him, v'chol shel she'at, yochol lefneisei, eino oisei kevah to him. Well, there's any case in which you can, means it's destined to clear away and be buried elsewhere, it makes kevah to him. Any case in which you cannot, means they're not destined to clear it away, it does not make kevah to him. Kash v'teben, einat yochol lefneisei, masnius d'loi kevyesi. Is straw not destined to be cleared away? Is it a tefefta, unlike Rabbi Yosi? Rabbi Yosi omer teben ubit leivatol. As Rabbi Yosi says, if there was straw over a mace and he was mevatol it, and decided to leave it there permanently, it is batol. That means without bittol, we don't say that it's destined to be cleared away, so it's as if there is air over it. Rabbi Yosi rabun b'shem of chista, divya kolhi, madam Rabbi Yosi b'shebalai ba'acha. Rabbi Yosi rabun, quoting Rav Chisda, answered that the Tosefta is like everyone. Rav Yosi discussed when he mixed the straw with earth, then Stam is destined to be cleared away. Yesh Teben Shu Ka'afa Ba'afa Shuhu Ka'teben. The one rejects that Rav Yosi says that there is straw that's like earth, and that an earth that is like straw. It shows that he discusses some straw. Teben Shen Yochal Ifnoisei Ho Yuka Afa Ba'afa Shad Yochal Ifnoisei Ho Yuka Ka'teben. Straw that's not destined to be cleared away, it's like earth. Earth that's destined to be cleared away, it's like straw. The Bei Rav Yanai Amri Chipo Machasaleis Batel. The Bei Rav Yanai taught that if one covered straw with mats, it's batel. It will leave both of them there. Isachami Melu Machasaleis Le Batel Chifu Machasaleis Batel. The Gemara asks, well, this is unreasonable. If one filled the house with mats, it's not batel, because presumably he'll remove them, and if one covered straw with mats, it becomes batel. Elo chayos tzricha. The Gemara asks that if one filled the house with date branches, this is a question means whether or not they're batel. Vizrikan, Rabbi Ami, Vashem, Vishlokish, Afilu, Reik. Vizrikan, quoting Rabbi Ami, quoting Vishlokish, said even if he covered it with spit, this is considered a covering. Ezu kevah tahayim, kol she'ein adam zeichrei. What is Kevat HaHayim? It's any grave that no one remembers. Hashleim Hashem Echad B'Sefer Olam Echeskes Achai. She said, Chaya. The Gemara asks, well, you should be concerned lest someone at the end of the world remembers it, means the one who buried him, and the Chazaka of one who was alive is that he's still alive. Tepate Hashem Adzoi Kamsuz. The answer is the case that he found it Kamsuz, which is his legs by his head. Surely he was not buried, but rather a rock pile fell on him. Vice says nothing makes kevah tohim except for an actual mace. Anavila loi kavachime. The Gemara asks, anavila, it should be a kavachime. It teaches that it also makes kevah tohim. Why? Uma im hamace. You should say, shematam ba'ila oisa kevah tohim. Navila shayna matam ba'il. Enadin shitasa kevah tohim. A mace is matam ba'il, yet it has this leniency that it makes kevah tohim, so an avila that's not matam ba'il, or more so, it should make kevah tohim. Le'ezer davar ne'emar, ein lecha oise kevah tohim, ela meis bovad, le'etzi mishka v'meishav. The Gemara left answers, why was it said that nothing makes kevah tohim except for a meis? It excludes a zav after immersed on day 7, he makes mishkav v'meishav. If we'll see an omission today, he's still tame. We don't say that since no one knows now, he's not matame mishka v'moisha. Rather, what he sits on is tolui. It depends. If he sees it was tame from when he sat on it. Rabbi Yosi Rabun Amar Bar Pika Shal Rebbe Akadoin B'mara Makura Afilu B'mara Shena Makura. Rabbi Yosi Rabun said that Bar Pika asked Rebbe that our mission only discusses only a cave with a roof. It's considered to be filled, so as if the tumor rests. Is it even a cave without a roof? And if so, it's Safik tumor floating on the water, which is always tahor. Tava Bar Pika, I should say Safik tumor, Safa Apne Hamayim. A But Pickett thinks that Suffolk Tumah floating in the water is Tahor even regarding Tumas Mace. Amalei Rebbe Adain Vapika Oimed Vishtusai Ein Suffolk Tumah Tzafa Al Pnei Amayim Tahor Ela Sheret Tzafa Mace Ko Oimedu. Rebbe answered that Vapika is still in his folly. Suffolk Tumah floating on the water is Tahor only for a Sheret, but for a Mace it's as if the Tumah stands even if there's no roof. Adodatani Kol HaNizrokim Sfikam Tahor Chutz Mekazayis Mela Mace. This is like it was taught, anything thrown, and it's a suffix whether or not they touch a tar person or kli. The suffix is tar, except for a kazais of a mace, and all towers that were thrown and perhaps towered above to a mace, and anyone who is metame kalim, made to sit or lie on below and above, meaning a zav or zava. Isada pliga al Yoshia, de Yoshia omel tuma. Tumuna v'kakosh or bayis, it should say, ein hanozia megaleach. Amisha said, if Tumah was found buried in the floor of the cave, if he immersed in it from Tumah's mace, he is tamei. Did they argue with Rabbi Yosha? Rabbi Yosha said that if Tumah is buried in the ground under a house, and other does not shave for it. Am Rabbi Yochanan kan menasad v'kan mekenegdon. Rabbi Yochanan answered that here, Rabbi Yosha discusses when the Tumah is to the side, and other does not shave for being under the same roof as it. Amisha teaches when he was directly over the Tumah. Rabbi Ezra, Bashem, Rabbi Yudan, Omar, Vafilu, Temekan, Vakan, Menasad, Vatemekan, Vakan, Mekanegdon, Mau, Tome, Reino Galeach. Rabbi Ezra, quoting Rabbi Yudan, answered that you can even say that in both cases it's to the side, or in both cases it's directly over it. What does our Mishnah mean? He is Tome, but he does not shave.